From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Cuba marked May Day with its customary huge parade and speeches by dignitaries. Hundreds of thousands of people marched through Revolution Square in Havana. Despite speculation that Fidel Castro would make his first public appearance in 9 months, he was a no-show. Castro handed power to his brother Raul after undergoing surgery last summer, and no one outside his inner circle knows the current state of his health. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Havana.
Raul Castro Ruz.
To applause, Raul Castro arrived at the Monument of the Revolution. Wearing green army fatigues, Fidel's younger brother was again the public face of this island, presiding this time over May Day celebrations that are a big deal in socialist Cuba. This is only the third time since Fidel became leader of this country that he's missed the traditional Workers' Day parade, and so gone this year were the hours-long speeches. Instead, there were brief opening remarks made by the head of the main workers' union, Salvador Valdez.
Viva Fidel!
Viva!
Viva Raúl!
Viva!
Viva Cuba Libre!
Viva!
Socialismo Muerte!
Raúl stayed silent throughout the event, waving at the hundreds of thousands who filed past, carrying flags and placards, some wearing bright red shirts. There had been speculation that Fidel would appear today. He's been seen looking robust in recent pictures, and he's written several editorials in the official press, the latest one published today. The theme of this year's event was, as usual, political and aimed at the United States, fueled by the case of Luis Posada Carriles, an anti-Castro militant who's been linked to terrorist acts on the island, including the bombing of a Cuban airliner in the 70s. The U.S. government has placed him under house arrest pending an immigration trial. Cuba wants him extradited or tried in the U.S. for terrorism. There were also international guests from New York, Nicaragua, and Europe who sympathized with the Cuban Revolution in attendance. Nelson Larson came with a Canadian workers' delegation.
Cuba offers an alternative to some of the more consumer-issued type of society that we live in. Fidel obviously will not be around forever. Doesn't really make much difference. The experiment that he started and the example that he set, I think a majority of people here want to keep it going.
Of course, that is the overhanging question. Can this Cuba continue without Fidel? So far, the transition has been smooth, but Fidel is still alive. There's a lot of uncertainty here, despite the fact that the Castro brothers seem to have a firm grip on power. At today's event, in front of the cameras, everyone NPR spoke to had nothing but praise for Raul and Fidel. While Cubans are not forced to attend events like this, they can be penalized if they don't. This is a society that's tightly controlled by the Communist Party and its organs. Still, one didn't have to go very far to get a different view. A young man who drives a bicycle taxi told me that he's unhappy with the way things have gone for the past months under Raul. Instead of liberalization, he says, the security services have been cracking down. He says he hopes that Fidel comes back, saying that he's a one-of-a-kind leader whose shoes cannot be filled by his brother. Cuba does seem to be in a state of suspended animation. Like seemingly everyone else here, he says, he's waiting to see what happens next. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Havana.